USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vaccinations are beginning at American nursing homes, immunizing a segment of the population that's been hit hard by COVID-19. As shots of the Pfizer vaccine begin to be administered, a second vaccine is expected to receive FDA approval soon. The Moderna vaccine will go before an FDA advisory board tomorrow. Admiral Brett Garwar says the approval of Moderna's vaccine will help vaccinate even more people. The Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS tells Fox Business that up to 8 million Americans could be immunized next week.
The data are outstanding that the Moderna vaccine, 94.5% efficacy, 100% efficacy against severe infections. That's going to the FDA tomorrow. We don't want to prejudge the process, but I can't imagine it not getting authorized. And we expect next week, if we have Moderna and Pfizer, to be immunizing almost 8 million people next week.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President-elect Joe Biden has introduced another pick for his cabinet. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation.
He's one of the smartest people you'll ever meet and one of the most humble. A new voice with new ideas determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, he will become the second openly gay member of a president's cabinet, with the first being Rick Grenell, who served in President Trump's administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and President-elect Biden will soon publicly receive a COVID vaccination. The Vice President and his wife Karen will receive the shot publicly on Friday, according to the White House. Biden will also receive the vaccine publicly, which could happen as early as next week. There's no word on when President Trump will receive the shot. He tweeted Sunday that he'd get it at the appropriate time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Senate committee dove into allegations of voter irregularities on Wednesday. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A hearing examining irregularities in the 2020 election announced by Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Chair Ron Johnson last week is underway Wednesday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
The president and many of his supporters are unfortunately continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people.
Democrats argued that holding a committee challenging the election results would be damaging to democracy. Republicans saying tens of millions of Americans believe the election was stolen and why it needs to be examined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the NFL has decided to delay a decision on adding an extra game to its regular season. The heads of the league pushed a vote on adding a 17th game to each team's schedule until early next year. The league and the players' union agreed to add another game to the schedule earlier this year while negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement, but no timetable for extending the schedule was agreed to. League officials say it needs time to discuss changes to the schedule with its media partners. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.